These days, Eric Walter goes to work at a rather unusual office in Cremora.
My office is a 47-acre field, basically. And my office during the summer is a tool shed that's about 8 by 10. And in the winter, I sometimes go to my other office, which is my car, because it's a little warmer in the car. Otherwise, I'm in the truck or in a tractor and doing my thing.
What's your thing?
My thing is that I run an organics recycling company.
We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuce, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Which is a fancy way of saying that we recycle food waste and other things that naturally decompose. So we work with schools, restaurants, grocery stores, anybody who has food waste. We help them keep it separate from the trash and other recyclables. And we take it back to our facility and we recycle it through composting.
And it's institutions or businesses.
Right. Businesses, institutions. We recently started a residential collection pilot because I had enough individuals contact me saying, this sounds great. Can I do it at my home? I don't want to have a backyard compost pile, or I've tried that, or don't have time, whatever the reason may be, or don't have a backyard. So I'm just wrapping up a pilot for that in Charlottesville and going to start pushing that a little bit harder this summer and make that a little bit more widespread and hopefully bring it up to Harrisonburg as well.
That sounds more labor intensive.
You know, it's not bad. Part of it is I can kind of piggyback on my commercial collection routes.
Okay.
So as I'm out collecting from businesses, swing by a house, my routes wisely and just kind of piggyback off on that. Or they tend to be smaller loads than my commercial account, so it's easier for one person to do it in a smaller vehicle than our typical truck as well. So it can go both ways.
Talking about those routes, is there an app for planning them?
There is. As a matter of fact, there is. And I've been playing around with that. It's one of those things where you kind of have to massage a little bit, and some of it you kind of pull back and do it manually, and other times it's kind of helpful.
When you say recycling, you get a bunch of organic garbage. You get a bunch of banana peels and coffee grounds and whatever. And you haul it out to your office, I'm betting.
Exactly. So a true recycler would ruffle at the suggestion that this is garbage, because it's not garbage unless it can't be reused anymore.
I stand corrected.
Exactly. I'll take that with a grain of salt. But
I'm old. I'm showing my age.
Quite the contrary. I learned composting from my grandmother. So this is something that's been done for a long, long time. But I bring food scraps and other compostables back to our facility, and we mix it with woody-based materials. So composting is really controlling the process of decomposition. Like, it's a natural process, but it doesn't happen naturally in nature where large amounts of food are just thrown in a pile. In nature, leaves fall, you know, in the forest, and they decompose in that environment. So we're trying to create an environment so that these materials can decompose effectively and efficiently and without any sort of nuisance. So we mix it with wood chips, we mix food scraps with leaves, and we have recipes that balance out the carbon to nitrogen ratio of the food that we get in, which is really rich in nitrogen, with wood chips and leaves, which are really rich in carbon. And so we want to get the right mixture so that everything can happen efficiently and quickly.
Are you a scientist?
No, far from it. I'm an English major from JMU.
Eric Walter graduated from JMU a couple of decades ago, then went into financial publishing, then morphed into an IT guy with his own company in Chicago. Eric's venture focused on building websites for companies that dealt with e-commerce and large amounts of data. Fast forward 17 years, Eric sells his company and, with his wife and children, moves back to Virginia to be closer to the grandparents.
Everything's gone green. Everything's gone green. Everything's gone green. Everything's gone green.
I had no idea what I wanted to do. I just thought that would be a challenge.
How old were you?
At the time, I was 39.
Okay, so it's time to reinvent yourself, isn't it?
Right, exactly. So I was up for anything, and towards my later years and with that company, I started working with companies that were into sustainability, and that kind of had my interest peaked, and I was thinking, okay, IT background, sustainability, there's got to be a place for me in that realm of the world. And so after we moved to Virginia, I was looking for that type of opportunity. And I was reading about a company down in the Blacksburg area called Poplar Manor Enterprises. And they basically do what I do. They're a small business that composts, and they were having success recycling food waste from Virginia Tech. And I was just reading this article thinking, well, I live halfway between JMU and Charlottesville, and certainly no one's doing that around here. This is an opportunity. I like recycling. I learned how to recycle at JMU, as a matter of fact. Something that I took with me and I've done ever since, and compost in my backyard. Surely I can figure this out. And it would get me outside, which is something I wanted to do. And there you have it. Kind of started my quest and took it from there.
Okay, but there are easier ways to make a living.
There certainly are. There certainly are.
So take me through the beginning. What'd you do? Buy your field?
Yeah. You know, the first thing I did was create a business plan, which was foreign to me because I hadn't done it with my first business. So labored on that quite a bit because in order to get this business off the ground, unlike the last business, which just needed a laptop and basically a credit card for me to max out, I need a little bit more here. I needed some land. I needed some equipment, a truck, a tractor, things of that nature. So maybe I should come up with a business plan. And so...
Now, wait a minute. When you were writing this business plan, mm-hmm. did you know the steps to do what you needed to do already?
No.
Okay.
So that is one of the reasons why I start off hiring a consultant who's done this before. And, you know, just a few hours of meetings and advice and guidance really went a long way.
Was that during the writing of the business plan?
Yep.
Okay.
So we kind of put that together and to the point where it made sense and kind of started that at the same time. I had to look for a place to do this because this type of business, you need some space, not so much for your operations at first because it doesn't take too much space to do this. You want a little bit of a buffer. You know, it's not something you want to do right up against your neighbor's property line. So composting facility, yeah, you just need a little bit of space. So dust, smells, that type of thing. We stay ahead of all those things, but well-run places don't have those issues. And knocking on wood, we haven't had those issues and won't have those issues. We are a permitted waste facility, so we have regular inspections. We have all sorts of paperwork and financial assurance hoops that we have to jump through. I myself am licensed. I had to be licensed to do this, tests and classes and things of that nature. And as a matter of fact, right now, I have the same licensing that it would take to operate a landfill. So very high standards for this business.
I know people fuss about regulations. Did it seem excessive, or what'd you think about what the hoops you had to jump through?
On one hand, I grumble about them because it's one extra thing that you have to do on top of just running a successful business, which is still up for grabs. I think most small businesses, that's always up for grabs. But I can appreciate them. I mean, these regulations, especially in waste, are there because there have been bad things that have happened in the past. And they are there to protect you and me. And to be honest, the state's been great to work with. And I approached them very early on, told them exactly how I was going to be operating. I gave them a heads up, hey, here's what I'm doing. You're going to see my bins around town. They look like ordinary recycling cans or trash cans, but they say composting on it. This is how we operate. We put all the materials in bags. We have our customers put them in bags and close them in bags. Very sanitary. I pick everything up on a regular basis. And just a heads up, you know, I want you to hear this from me. I want you to be able to contact me ahead of time if you ever have any questions or issues.
Here you are, Mr. IT from Chicago. You've been in Chicago for 17 years,
yep.
Working on a computer.
I know.
You come down here, work on your computer, I'm sure, to do your business plan.
Yep.
Then one day,
right?
You go to work. What was that transition like?
It was good. It felt good. It felt kind of surreal. I mean, there are several points, and I still have these moments today where it's like, you know, if the guys I used to work with could see me now, they would just shake their head. Or if I just called them and said, you're not going to believe that I'm driving a dump truck right now, they would just kind of stare at the wall in befuddlement. Like, I can't imagine they couldn't even imagine or picture that.
Dump truck, what's in the dump truck? Dump truck, can we see? Dump truck, what's in the dump truck? It's filled with me.
So it was nice, you know, getting outside, working up a good sweat and doing manual labor. And I love IT and I still dabble in that stuff for my own business. But there's something to be said for getting outside. And my office, you know, I'm using air quotes, I've got a great view of the Blue Ridge Mountains. So I can see Skyline Drive. One of our customers is Shenandoah National Park. So I look up from our compost piles and there's Skyline Drive. And, you know, I watch hawks flying around.
you took to it.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get your customers?
You know, here in this area, it's relatively a new thing, except for those hardcore composters who've been doing this in their backyard. So I approached them one at a time and went directly to
you.
Me.
You.
Right. So it's me. So I would contact someone at a school or at a business and say, here's what I'm doing. Here's why I think it's a valuable thing. And here's how it fits into our local food economy, if you will. It completes the food cycle. And a lot of the same people who enjoy local food, this is a natural complement to that, because those restaurants are buying from local farmers who've grown things locally. They can appreciate that. And so those businesses recycle their food waste, the scraps, whatever's left over. And we recycle that. And the biggest surprises, our biggest customers are those same farms that grow locally for those restaurants. So in many cases, farmers are getting their food to the same restaurants that I service. I take it back to my facility, recycle it, make this excellent compost for enriching soil at all these local farms that want to enrich and maintain soil health naturally through compost. And it goes right back to them. So it's really completing the food cycle within our community.
Where does one get your compost?
Well, we sell direct. I'm a little
from the office.
From the office, exactly. So we'll either bring it to you in our dump truck, or we can sell on site. So we sell it by the scoop. I'm a little hard headed about not putting it in bags. I spend far too much time dealing with plastics and picking them out that I don't want to put my compost right back in a plastic bag.
Back to this dump truck.
Yeah.
Could you drive a dump truck when you were doing your business plan?
No. There are many things I couldn't do and things that I do now that I might not be great at, but I can at least get by on. So I had to buy a tractor. I didn't even know what to look for in a tractor. It's, you know, I want one that's big. I want one that can scoop a lot and that can pull, you know, some of the other equipment that we need to compost with. But luckily, one of our neighbors is the Virginia Department of Forestry. Those people are farmers by trade and on the side. And so they've been great people to work with. And if I have a problem with a tractor or even just getting in the tractor, you know, not, you know, at the beginning, I wasn't sure how to work with it. They said, all right, Eric, here's how it works. You know, and actually the people who I bought the tractor from gave me a crash course. So I got by for a little while. And then, you know, my neighbor said, all right, Eric, here's the real way you drive a tractor. And I'm getting better at that, you know, as well as where do you fix these things? My tractor's broken. Where do I fix it? And so, again, you know, my neighbors and friends kind of pointing me in the right direction, just kind of learn one thing at a time.
I am assuming there's a charge for picking up food scraps.
Right. So the business model that I use, and again, using my consultant, he's seen many different business models. And the one mm-hmm. that seems to work and the one that I'm using is that I charge to remove the material. So I am performing a service by collecting those materials, and that service is less than traditional trash services. And so really it should be at least a break-even proposition, if not a cost savings.
For the place that's producing the recyclables. I did not say garbage.
Thank you. Yes. So for my collection customers, they should be, by recycling with me, they are reducing their trash size. So there's less trash going out. And so they can save money by reducing the size of their dumpster or their compactor. And they can also cut back on the frequency of pickups. And especially since I am taking away the stuff that is the heaviest, the most liquid in nature, and the stuff that's going to go bad. The reason why people say, I want my dumpster pulled many times a week, I'm taking that bad stuff, not bad stuff, but that stuff that the stinky stuff,
yeah,
away on a regular basis. So what's left in their dumpster is dry materials that can sit a little bit longer, that can be compacted a little bit more.
And then you sell the composting.
Right. It takes 6 months of processing between when I collect it and when it could be sold as compost. The business model is that should be your profit. You should be able to survive just on your collections.
How's this working for you? I mean, as a guy, just
as,
you.
As a guy? I suppose it's like everybody else. You know, you've got your good days and you've got your bad days. Some days it's fantastic. One of my favorite experiences is working with schools, not only universities, but getting down to grade schools and middle schools. And so a fantastic day is me going to a school that is recycling with us and working with the kids, showing them why this is important and showing how what they're doing makes a big difference. And kids are getting it faster than adults, to be honest. I'm very excited that they see that this is easy. It's simple. It's a no-brainer. These are third graders, fourth graders, you know, fifth graders doing this at in their school cafeteria. Their custodians are grateful for it because we set it up so that the kids do all the work, so the custodians have less heavy materials to take out at the end of the day. And then for schools with gardens, we get some of that finished compost, not the stuff that they give to us, but finished compost, back to them and put it in their garden and close the loop for these kids. And it's becoming commonplace for these kids. And I hope that as they grow up, they think, why isn't there a place to recycle my organics
around?
It's like
brushing your teeth.
Exactly.
It's just something you do.
Exactly.
We're having that same effect. So that's a 10.
That's a 10. That's a great day. That's a great day.
What's a 1?
A 1 day is when I get up, go to work, and we've got a full day of work to do, and my truck breaks. My tractor breaks. Who do I call? You know, I call my neighbors.
Well, son, you ain't got a thing on me. See, I got friends with tractors. They'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, and fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I live out in the country, happily ever after.
Many thanks to Richard Adams for suggesting I talk with Eric Walter. You'll find a link to Eric's company, Black Bear Composting, which incidentally is a WMRA underwriter, on the Spark page at WMRA.org. Back after a break with a woman I think of as the queen mum of Charlottesville's massage therapist, Betty Mooney.